first things first here.
And so are we.
Yeah, so are we. Congratulations to Coach Revis. It is not true that Chad Fields is going to be the starting pitcher tomorrow, though.
He may be. I think tomorrow it's all hands on deck.
But I think you could see almost everybody.
John, we've been doing this a long time, and I think in particular in baseball it's extremely, extremely difficult. And when you have to come out of the loser's bracket to do it, it's extremely, extremely difficult. And what we talked to Craig Revis about is get that first one, and then it's anybody's ball game. And they believed, and I think the biggest thing that helped them, they started to hit the ball more.
Yeah, I do too.
And that helps support the pitching.
I was really worried about that, yeah.
And so that's a huge win. We'll have a lot more on that later on. But here, the Lady Stars of Siegel have a chance to do something they've never done in school history. And, boy, what a storyline that is if baseball and softball could get to the championship game. And the Lady Stars in softball are one win away from doing that here. And standing in the way is Dixon County. And Dixon County's plenty good. I would say that this game right here, John, will determine who's got the advantage, maybe in the championship game, because I think whoever loses this could fight back and get to the title game, but would have to win. If you lose this one, you have to win twice, just like Siegel baseball did. So I think that's what we could be looking at today, maybe the two best teams in the state right here.
Threatening skies above, however, it looks a little bit better from just a visual viewpoint. The wind has died down a little, and that may be a good thing. So
it is 20 degrees cooler, though.
Yes. Well, I'm not complaining about that at all.
That's awesome. That's the best part.
But it does look a little bit brighter than it did maybe probably about 20 minutes ago. So hopefully we'll be able to get that game in. And you're looking at the radar, and you think within a couple hours maybe we'll get some pretty solid rain.
And it's what it's looking like. But hopefully we'll get out of here and get this game in and a Siegel win and get to the house before it rains.
Well, would you like to do the starting lineups for this game tonight, Brian, or
yes,
would
sir.
You like me to do it?
I will do it. Here we go with the starting lineups for Siegel. Dixon County is going to be the home team. They
Correct.
Won the coin toss. So Siegel will start off with Veronica Westfall pitching and batting first. Presley Liebrig will bat second and play left. It's Jensen McElroy at second, batting third. Batting fourth, Caitlin McQuarrie, the third baseman. Carolyn Levi will catch and bat fifth. Sadie Loftus batting sixth, the DP. And batting seventh, Savannah Hughes, the center fielder. Kristen Lee will bat first, or play first, and bat eighth. Batting ninth will be Sierra Purvis, the right fielder. And the flex player is Vanessa Westfall at short. That's the lineup for the 48-6 Siegel Lady Stars. For Dixon County, 47-1. It's not 47, but 47-1. McCray Odom will play short and bat first. It's Selena Crafton batting in the two hole and playing third. Batting third, Ashley Scott, the first baseman. Brooke Lee, the pitcher, will be in the cleanup spot. It's Paige Sensing, the designated player, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Kelsey Annis, A-N-N-I-S. She will bat in the sixth hole and catch. Keely Buchanan will play right and bat seventh. Batting eighth, Katie White, the center fielder. It's Baker Sensing playing second and batting ninth. The flex player, the left fielder, Savannah Mathis. So for Siegel, it's Westfall, Liebrig, McElroy, McQuarrie, Levi, Loftus, Hughes, Lee, and Purvis. For the Dixon County squad here, Odom, Crafton, Scott, Lee, Sensing, Annis, Buchanan, White, and Sensing. That is a look at the lineups for Siegel and for Dixon County, the Lady Cougars.
All right, wind is starting to whip up again. I don't know that we've seen an official yet, so an umpire. But
that's what we're waiting on. It does appear,
and they've already exchanged lineup cards and that kind of thing. Siegel today had to beat Summit twice. They pulled it off. And the first game was not that close. A lot of hitting. 9-5 victory for Siegel. And then in this one, very close. There weren't a lot of runs scored. It was 2-1 going into the seventh, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tied it. Summit tied it. And then in the eighth, they have a bases loaded walk to win it 3-2.
And they had to get out of the bottom of the ninth, or the bottom of the eighth. And they had one on with two out. And I know Simmons pitched in that game. I'm not sure what happened after that. I'll get a game recap here in just a few minutes. And
well, I know one thing. The Dixon County mascot, the Cougar, I'm sure is really glad that it's cloudy and overcast and windy.
Oh, got to be.
Because he is probably at least comfortable as he walks out into the stands. I kind of like that. A Cougar. Anyway.
Siegel will play Arlington, by the way, tomorrow in baseball in the Class AAA State Championship game at Reese Smith Junior Field. It's tomorrow. It'll be at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And that'll be a game that we will have here on the radio for you. Let me see if I can get this recap to give you a few details.
The umpires have arrived, by the way, and they are going over the lineup card and the dimensions of the ballpark. The fences here at Starplex a little bit lower than what they're accustomed to. We've seen a lot of ground rule doubles where the ball has bounced and bounced over the fence for doubles. So that could play a factor in the game tonight because we've seen a lot of teams that maybe could have gotten an extra base out of it have to stop at second due to the fact it's a ground rule double. I've stalled as long as I can, Brian. That's all I can do.
Well, let's see. I was just looking at the hits in that Siegel Summit game. Kirkland had a hit. Christinas, Kerrigan, McCurry had a hit. So did Murray. Had a hit in that game. Double for Alex Kerrigan.
Winning pitcher, did they have that down?
Looking here.
Simmons went six.
Yeah, six. Gave up one run on four hits.
And Alex Kerrigan pitched.
The winner was Kerrigan, as a matter of fact.
Wow. So he's pulled them all out today.
Yes, he has.
He really has.
3-2, the final in that one. So the officials have made it out here, and we're about ready to get underway here with softball.
Well, you know what, Brian? It could rain for 4 hours as long as it's right after this game.
Yes.
I don't care as long as it holds out. Here come the Lady Cougars out on the field. They're going to be the home team tonight, and on the mound will be Brooklyn Lee. And, Brian, I think we're familiar with Brooklyn Lee. I think we've seen her before.
Well, we saw plenty of
tournament.
Yeah, I think, John, if I'm not mistaken, was she not the one that pitched a very young Brooklyn Lee 2 years ago?
Yes.
Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago. I think maybe, I don't know.
Maybe
freshman, sophomore. Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
3 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's right, 3 years ago. And now she is, let's see, Brooklyn is number what? I don't have her number down for some reason.
00.
Okay, thank you. And Brooklyn is a senior, so you would be right.
I think she would have been a freshman,
yeah.
Right? And a phenomenal pitcher.
If you've really got to have pitching when you get to this point. You got to have some good pitching, and they certainly do.
Well, the good thing for the Lady Stars, John, is they've had on their hitting shoes over the years, over this tournament especially, and hopefully that continues. Now, we're in the stands, so you're going to hear a lot of crowd noise here, which is good.
We're doing that Harry Carey thing today.
Yes, we are.
This is in the bleachers at Chicago. Vanessa Westfall is the batter, going to lead it off against Brooklyn Lee in the first pitch. Is a ball, one ball, no strikes.
So we're underway at 6:24. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch. You win this game, you play in the championship game at 3 tomorrow. If you lose this game, you'll play versus Gibbs, which defeated Clarksville in the loser's bracket final.
Pitch is a strike called and count even at a ball and a strike. Defensively for Dixon County, they've got Scott at first, Sensing's at second, Odom's at short, Crafton's at third. The outfield is Mathis in left, White in center, Buchanan in right, and Annis is doing the catching. And the wind in the first pitch, the 1-1 pitch. There's a strike call, took something off there. Nice pitch. And it's 1-2.
33-9 Siegel, 33-8 Arlington tomorrow in the baseball championship. Just figured up their records there.
Well, you got to be happy for those kids. I mean, that's just that's a great thrill. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. High. And the count goes two balls, two strikes.
Gibbs, by the way, is 43-9 and awaits the loser of this game.
Lee looking over at the dugout. Now she looks at the pitches that are on her sleeve. Here's the pitch. And a strike is called. It's a called third strike and a first strikeout for Brooklyn Lee. So a good start here for the Lady Cougars. First strikeout, Westfall, the victim, and it brings up Presley Liebrick, the left fielder. Playing left today, she plays a lot of second base in left today. Left-handed batter. Slightly open stance. Here's the pitch from Lee. Drag button and hit her. And she is going to go to first base. So Liebrick hit by a pitch. And that brings up Jensen McElroy, the second baseman.
Well, get on however you can here. Let's see. Carolyn Levi had a home run in last night's game versus Gibbs, and there were three home runs right in the game earlier yesterday versus Clarksville. So they are hitting well is the point. Not necessarily that you got to hit home runs to win a game. You need to put the pipe on the ball.
Wind in the first pitch to McElroy is swung on, foul back, 0-1. Liebrick at first, one out. McElroy, who's been playing mostly left field, is at second base in this game.
Yeah, a little bit different lineup for the Lady Stars today.
McElroy steps back in there. Here's the wind and the 0-1 pitch. Low, and the count even at a ball and a strike. I don't know how the wind's blowing, but it feels like it's blowing out. Maybe toward right field. What do you think? Look at that tree out there. Right field, right?
Help me out.
Help me out here.
I think you're right.
Swing and a miss. That looked like the change. And she's out in front of McElroy. One ball, two strikes. I have been in every type of weather now today. I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'll have to describe this after this pitch. 1-2 pitch. Oh, that just missed. And a count even, two balls, two strikes. I started out at 11:30 today in a very balmy, hot, sweaty, sun beaming down. Then I got over there where you were, where you had your little pup tent up, and it was a little better. It was a little, you know, a little breeze blowing, and now it's like 70. There's a swing and a miss, and another strikeout for Brittany Lee. Brian, I'm going to tell you now, she is nobody to play with. She is for real, Brittany Lee.
No, you're going to have to get him where you can, and you don't want to leave anything out there with this young lady.
Brings up Kaylin McCrary, swinging a hot bat as well. She's had a homer in this state tournament. The wind and the pitch. Well, that was smoke fastball there. She missed with it. One ball, no strikes. And you blink and that thing's by you. She and Westfall are very similar. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike called, and it's a ball and a strike to McCrary.
Dixon County beat Seymour 2-0, then beat Stewart's Creek 4-2 to advance to this game. Siegel, a 6-1 winner over Clarksville yesterday, and then last night 7-1 over Gibbs to get to this game. A one went away from the state title game.
Here's the pitch. That one just missed inside. Two balls and a strike. Two out, runner at first. Liebrick was hit by a pitch. We're in the top half of the first, just underway here from Starplex, where the crowd is massive. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And they strike out McCrary. No, she must have foul tipped it. And the catcher couldn't hold on. So she's still alive. Two balls, two strikes.
Okay, you can do it. Come on. Come on.
I mean, it's everywhere. There's people everywhere. Just around in this one field.
I mean, it's just nuts.
2-2 pitch. Strike three called. And she strikes out the side here in the top half of the first. And we're going to the bottom of the first. There's no score, and Dixon County coming to bat.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. 220-2210.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This portion of our broadcast brought to you by Jay Bowen's Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Gill's Ace Hardware, Jerry Potts Car Care, Winner's Trophies, along with Craig's Tax Service. Bottom of the first, no score. Dixon County coming up, John.
McCray Odom leading it off, and the first pitch to her is a strike called 0-1. And the crowd goes wild. Brittany Lee's over at first for the Stars. Over at second is Jensen McElroy. The shortstop is Vanessa Westfall. And third base is McCrary. The pitch down low. Out in the outfield, Hughes is in center field, flanked by Sierra Purvis in right. And Liebrecht's over in left. Odom, a left-handed hitter. The 1-1 pitch into the dirt. And it's 2-1. A lot of Dixon County folks here, too. I mean, a lot. Bright orange everywhere. They're cool school colors with navy. There's a swing, a fly ball. It's going to go drop foul out of play in the count now. Even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Siegel's in that championship game. They will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock at MTSU. The winner of this game will be in, and they'll play tomorrow at 3 here. Swing and a miss. Change up. Struck her out. First strikeout for Westfall, and she gets off to a good start. And it brings up Selena Kraft and the third baseman. Another left-handed hitter to face Westfall. Lights are already on here. The pitch. Bunted foul. And she's out in front 0-1. Westfall had a brilliant year, led them to pitch. Lined into left center field, a base hit. Hughes picks it up in a hurry and gets it in, but it's a one-out single for Selena Crafton. Westfall, as I mentioned, has led them to 48 wins this year. First hit off of Westfall, a one-out single, and that brings up Ashley Scott, the first baseman. Almost the same thing, except we had a hit batter. This one is a single. Runner at first, one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, shot past the shortstop into left center field again. Hughes has it, and back-to-back singles here, and trouble brewing for Siegel here in the bottom of the first. So Scott singles to center, and there's only one out. Brings up Brooklyn Lee, the pitcher. So she has a chance to help her own cause here, and now Levi calls for a powwow on the rubber. Wants to make sure they know where they're going to go with the softball. Odom started this inning striking out. Then Crafton singled to center, and so did Scott. Now we're ready to go. Brooklyn Lee, 0-0, the opposing pitcher. Chance to help her own cause here for Dixon County. Cougars threatening in the bottom of the first. Westfall eyes the sign from Levi. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, fouled deep down the left field line and out of play. And it's 0-1. Sensing would be next, the designated hitter. The 0-1 bounced up there, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Siegel in their teal tops, navy bottoms. Most of them with visors. Here's the pitch. Strike called. And now she's out in front, 1-2 on Lee. Brooklyn spells her name, B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N. Shows bunt. Here's the pitch. Just high. And the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're in the bottom of the first. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. Rolled one up there again, and the count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That pitch, whatever she's trying to throw there, she's having a little trouble controlling it at the moment. Full count. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a chopper foul. Just got a piece of it. And the threatening skies look much, much better now. Still overcast. Hopefully we can get this game in without any delays tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch.
Yep.
Walked her. Westfall wanted that one. Didn't get the call. And the bases are loaded. And we're going to get a runner for Lee. And that is Spencer Sensing. There's 3 of the Sensing girls. So the first walk for Westfall. I said that about the skies looking better, and I feel a drop of rain. So the bases are full of Cougars. Crafton at third, Scott at second, Lee, or the runner, Sensing, running for at first. No place to put, pays Sensing. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Down low a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Good stop by Levi. We got some Gatorade frost over here. Wow. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome, John.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line past third. One run's going to score. And they're going to hold everybody else. It's 1-0 Dixon County on a single by Sensing. So 3 hits in the inning. Crafton scores, and it's 1-0. Still only one out, and the bases are still loaded. And that's going to bring up Kelsey Annis, the catcher for the Cougars.
You know, when I see that Cougar over there, Brian, there's a discussion. Belaina Lyons is out. I remember Bull Durham, where he tells the pitcher to just throw it as hard as you can and hit the mascot and knock them out. I get that vision every time I see that because he's got his hands on his shoulders just like that guy did on his hips. Oh, man. It's been a long day, I'm telling you.
Where was he at about 11:30 today?
Not really.
Probably not in that uniform.
Kelsey Annis, the batter. Bases loaded, one out.
Need an out.
Here's the pitch. Swing, pop up. Maybe this will be it. McElroy's got it, and they're 2 away. Big pitch. And Annis is retired. Brings up Keely. There you go. Keely Buchanan.
I'm going to say it again. We need an out. She's
the right fielder.
Would you like a pin to ride over that?
I was really under some duress at the time I wrote these lineups. Here's the wind and the pitch. Low. 1 ball, no strikes. The bases are still loaded. Scott's at third. Lee, or Sensing, running for Lee's at second. And another Sensing is at first.
I think anybody would read the book if we wrote it about the trials and tribulations.
They wouldn't believe it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Well, I can say that I've heard from a lot of folks, three people as I went to the concession stand that said thanks for the coverage. So we really do appreciate hearing that. It means a lot during that duress.
1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Bloop to second, then taken care of by McElroy, and the inning is over. But Dixon County gets one run on 3 hits. There was a walk. And 3 big runners left We've completed one inning of play. It's Dixon County 1, Signal Nothing here on State Farm Prep Softball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
I'll tell you, I've had some really bad experiences buying vehicles. That is, until I visited Jimmy Evans at Evans Auto Exchange. This is Brian Barrett, and I couldn't be happier with my Toyota van. I needed a larger vehicle to transport my family, and Jimmy showed me several options. I kicked the tires, took it for a spin, checked it out bumper to bumper. They treated me right and helped me find the perfect fit. I can truly say they do it right. Visit my friends at Evans Auto Exchange on Broad in the old Neil Sandler building, or check out their website, evansautoexchange.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you here by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. They provided prep and MTSU athletes with expert orthopedic coverage for over 30 years. TOA, the best for everybody.
And Carolyn Levi going to lead off the top of the second. And the first pitch to her is a strike call. Dixon County gets early lead, 1-0, on three hits in the bottom of the first. I don't really want to give Brooklyn Lee any more runs, though. Here's the pitch. High. And the count even at a ball and a strike.
Well, you got to do more than match her, I think, here to win this game. But it would be huge if they can get something here, John, and make this even.
Levi strokes a single to center. Lead off hit, the first hit for the Stars. And Levi is on at first, brings up Sadie Loftus. Good start for the Stars.
We've watched enough Lady Stars softball to know that, John, once they figure out the pitcher, everybody else seems to as well. And once they get that first hit, sometimes they get two and three hits and more than singles. And so hopefully that'll be the case here, and they'll be able to figure out Brooklyn Lee.
I think with Brooklyn Lee, you've got to make contact with her. You've got to make them field the ball. Here's the pitch, swung on, foul back this way, and out of play, 0-1. Sadie's the designated hitter. She'll be followed by Savannah Hughes here in the top of the second. Where's that cougar at? There he is. Keep my eye on him tonight.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
0-1. Swung on, looped to first, and in foul territory. Grabbing it over there is Scott on a nice little running catch for out number one. So a pop out to the first baseman brings up Savannah Hughes, the center fielder. In my opinion, one of the best defensive center fielders in the district, if not the best. And I've said that for about 3 years, so I'm not just shooting off at the mouth here.
Just kind of looking over the season. I don't think these teams have played.
Nice butt. Lee fields it, throws to first, runner down at second. Sacrifice works. That goes 1-3 on the put out and brings up Kristen Lee, the first baseman. A chance to drive in a run as Levi's down there at second. 1-0. Dixon County. Seagulls already in the championship game. They won 3-2 in eight innings over Summit.
Yeah, it's a big baseball win.
Doug Kinzer is crying right now on the way, driving on the way home. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swinging a foul back.
John, I was trying to think. These two teams have not played, by the way. This
Which
season.
Really is surprising.
Yeah,
they haven't,
because there's so much softball that's played in both mid-state teams. I'm trying to think. Oakland may be the last 7 AAA representative we've had in it.
Pitch is high. One ball, one strike.
And if that's the case, it's been 16 years, because the Oakland won it in 99 and 2000 back-to-back.
I know that Laverne was there, but Laverne wasn't in 7AA at that point when Craig Rebus was the coach.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. High.
Now, how long has Siegel High School been open? They opened the same year you did, did they not?
I think that's right. Yes, they did.
So how many years is that?
16. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Lee way out in front on a change. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Levi down at second. Purvis would be next, batting in the number nine spot today. The wind by Lee, the pitch. Swung on, chopper to first. Scott's going to step on the bag and end the inning. So no runs for Siegel here in the second. They did get a hit, and they leave one. We've completed one and a half. Going to the bottom of the second, it's 1-0 Dixon County. Stay tuned.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
Looking for a romance novel with angels? Anna's Way by D.F. Jones is the second book in the Ditch Lane Diaries series. Follow the three childhood friends from college to adulthood as they experience love and joy, heartache and tears, held in the hands of destiny by divine spiritual forces. For buy links and all book titles, go to dfjonesauthor.com. That's dfjonesauthor.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage here of State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley Parkway at 721 President Place in Smyrna. Get to a better state. State Farm Agent Monty King. John, we were talking baseball. 99 and 2000, Oakland won it. Laverne and Riverdale were in the state tournament in 2001. Laverne, under Craig Rebus, won it all in 2002, and that's been the last time we've had a AAA representative in the state tournament championship game.
Pitches the ball.
So the last seven AAA team to win it was Oakland in 2000. The last county team to win it was Laverne in 2002. And Siegel opened high school in 2003.
Swing and a line drive pulled down the left field line. Making the turn is Katie White. And it's a leadoff double, a leadoff single.
Yeah, she held up there at first.
And so White is on. So a good start for the Cougars here in the second inning. It's going to bring up Baker Sensing, the second baseman. Let's see what she does here. She could possibly be bunting.
I know we're talking a lot of baseball, but I had somebody tell me today after this pitch.
Here's a bunt. Westfall, like a cat, comes off the mound and throws her out. Nobody does it better than Veronica Westfall on that play. It goes 1-3 on the sack.
Somebody told me today this was a down year in 7AA baseball. And I looked at them and I said, you do realize that we have two teams in the state's Final Four. And now we have one team going to the championship game for the first time in 16 years in 7AAA. I thought that was an interesting comment.
Westfall with the pitch. It's a little high. 1-0, no strikes.
Of course, this district has been extremely strong over the last number of years in softball. And former Riverdale coach and current MTSU softball coach Jeff Breeden really kind of got this district on the map.
There's a strike call from Westfall. Ball and a strike, one out. Katie White down to second base. The wind in the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, base hit. Purvis comes up with it, throws it in, but they're not going to be able to throw out Katie White, and it's 2-0 Dixon County.
So give McCray Odom a single and an RBI. And it's going to bring up Selena Crafton here. So that's a case where perfect ABC baseball, they get a hit, they sacrifice her over, then another hit, and it's 2-0. Second hit of the inning.
I don't think there would have been a play at first, but Lee did have her back to home plate, and there was no chance for a play there.
That pitch is a strike called, 0-1, as it fouled off.
We need a little change of the mojo.
Yes, I agree. You want to do the rest of the game? Maybe that'll help.
No, but need something.
Tried to drag bunt it, and she fouled it off. And Westfall out in front, no balls, two strikes. I made a three on this notepad like you do. What am I doing? Too much time together. There's a swing, a shot in the hole, and B2 couldn't come up with it. Vanessa Westfall, it was in the hole. I don't know how they'll score that, but I don't know that she gets her because she's a really fast runner. I think it's going to be a hit.
Well, I have
watched. Why don't you check on that for me?
Earlier in other games when there's been an error, they have at least flashed the E on the scoreboard. They never flash the H for hit. Which would help in circumstances like this, I guess. But if they don't put it up there, I guess we'd have to assume that it would be a hit.
2-0 Dixon County. Runners at first and second, and one out. A strikeout or a double play would be nice. Ashley Scott singled in the first. She's 1-for-1. The pitch. It's a strike called, 0-1. You know, you don't even have to look. You can tell by the crowd reaction. Just call the balls and strikes, Brian. Really pretty simple.
They gave Crafton a single.
Here's the pitch. Strike two called.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits in this game, John, in the first two innings. That's very uncharacteristic.
Three hits in this inning alone. And the pitch is outside, 1-ball, 2-strikes.
Seagulls had some comeback wins, though, this year.
1-2 pitch. There's a grounder through the right side, a base hit. They're going to send her. The throw is going to be late as the ball was thrown up the first base side just a little. And Ashley Scott singles, and she drives in a run. Second run of the inning is 3-0 now.
I'm not even sure, John, with a strike thrown out there from where that ball was hit, that Levi would have been able to even get to it where she was to make that play close at home.
I'll tell you, Dixon County's first three hitters are really fast on the base paths. Here's Brooklyn Lee. Walked her first time up.
Well,
3-0, Dixon County. Here's the pitch. She shows bunt.
The first three are 5-of-6.
Yeah, yeah. And Lee with an 0-1 count as she bunted it foul. Got a runner down at third. They're going to try to get in here too. Runners at first and third, one out. The wind by Westfall, the pitch. Swing, chopped it over the third baseman's head. Unbelievable. Run scores. And it's a single and an RBI for Brooklyn Lee. Do you get the feeling you might be a little snake bit?
Oh, man, this don't have a good feeling.
Down at second goes Scott. And Lee's at first with an RBI. It's 4-0.
They are playing fundamentally sound softball right now. I mean, they're not just trying to overpower it. They're not trying to knock it out of the park. They're just blooping it around.
Pitches high and outside, 1-ball, no strikes. Well, but let's face it, it took a little luck there, too. That ball chopped over McCrary's head. And
exactly,
it,
yeah.
It wasn't even, I mean, you don't see that.
The way it bounced so high over her head, there's no way she can make a shot at it.
There's a shot up the middle, cut off by Vanessa Westfall, throw to first. Not in time, a little high. And did they hold that runner at third? They did, didn't they?
Yes.
And Westfall with a nice play up the middle. And there's two away. That goes 6-4 on the putout. They do force out Scott.
That may. We may have gotten a break there, although they did get the ball back to the pitcher circle, which plays dead at that point. They got it in pretty quick.
Here's the wind of the pitch, swing and a miss, and that goes off of her foot. So Kelsey Annis is going to feel that a little bit. She popped out in the first inning. She's 0-for-1.
Well, right now we need a tourniquet. We need to stop the bleeding here, get out of this inning, and get the bats alive.
There are two outs. Three runs have scored. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. Right-handed hitter, Kelsey Annis gets back in there.
And that's just this inning alone, 5 hits.
Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, pretty well hit, left field. Back goes Liebrich. Now she's under it and makes the catch for out number 3. But Dixon County has a very good inning. They score 3 runs on 5 hits and leave a couple. And we've completed now 2 innings of play. We're going to go to the third. It's not good right now. It's Dixon County 4, Siegel nothing here on State Farm Prep Softball.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
If you want to have something custom made, I can do it. If you want to have Aunt Sally's ring remade into a pendant, I can do it.
We're talking with Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
The same quality jewelry and gifts and care you've trusted for years.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts.
Inspired by you.
On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF, best pizza friend Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you in part by our friends at Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Owens Body Shop, and Franklin's Printworks, and the crowd trying to fire up Siegel Nation here, John.
Yeah, we could use some base runners. Sierra Purvis going to lead it off. I can't think of anybody better to lead off an inning. Left-handed batter with speed. 4-0 Dixon County. We're in the third. The wind of the pitch. That one misses. 1-0.
This is a really good part of the order with Purvis leading it off and then back to Westfall and Liebrich. Maybe get some things going here. Need to get the offense to come around because Dixon County brought their offense tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, they did. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Third base side, throw to first, got her by a couple of steps on a nice play over there by Crafton. Might have read the scouting report on Sierra Purvis, you think?
I know that they're well coached. I mean, just by the way we've watched them play in these first 2 innings. But their coach, it took me so long to get a lineup. Their coach was, giving the old coach speak, and one of the parents said he really likes to talk.
Here's the pitch from Lee, and it's down low, a ball, 1-0. Veronica Westfall, the batter.
Talking about Shane Buchanan.
Struck out her first time up.
I bet Coach Buchanan, Keeley, may be related. Maybe a daughter.
Yes, I think you're right. Here's the pitch, swung on. Good cut by Veronica, but fouled it back to the screen. So far, no rain. That's been great.
Dixon County won the state championship in 2014. That was where we saw them with this young lady right here.
Yep.
Last year it was Wilson Central. They got put out of the tournament, Dixon County did last year.
Swing and a miss by Westfall. And, you know, Brooklyn Lee's got an opportunity to do something not many people do, is be on two state championship teams. That doesn't happen often. And be the pitcher on them. One ball, two strikes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a strike called. Nope, make that a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, Veronica Westfall's got that chance, too.
Yes, she does.
Off for two different teams.
Yeah. That's even more unusual.
Completely different teams. Because she was on that 2013 state championship team from Smyrna.
And played shortstop.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. That just missed. Three balls, two strikes. I'm telling you, everybody, this crowd is on every pitch. I mean, it's that intense. So a full count to Westfall. One out, nobody on here. Top of the third for Siegel. Dixon County leads 4-0. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swing, looped into left field, base hit. Westfall makes the turn. Now she heads back. So a single for Westfall, her first hit, and she's at first with one out. Brings up Presley Liebrich, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning.
Well, Lee is not unhittable, but we need this. We can't scatter them out, and we can't leave runners out there, especially with the deficit.
So Westfall at first, good speed on the bases. Liebrich the batter. The pitch, bunts it and laid it down, and it rolls foul.
Boy, if that had not rolled foul, that would have been the perfect bunt.
Well, it really looked like it was going to have potential when it first left. Well, that's something in that Stewart's Creek game this afternoon that, boy, Clarksville did such a good job laying down bunts.
There's an art to that, isn't there, really?
Yes, there is. Don't see it as much as you used to. There's a good bunt laid down. Crafted. Well, indecision cost her. You know what I think happened there? She was going to go to first, and then somebody said, you can get her at second. I think somebody said, hollered out to her at second. And by the time she looked there, she didn't have anybody. Going to give her a single for Liebrich. Runners at first and second. We'll take it. We'll take it any way we can get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's maybe the break that is needed right there.
Here's McElroy. He's got some pop in that bat. She's already hit a home run in the state tournament. She's 0 for 1, struck out in the first. Brooklyn Lee had three strikeouts in the first, haven't struck anybody out since. Here's the pitch. Swinging and a miss. Jensen with a huge cut. Only one out here in the inning. Lee looks at her pitch card on her arm. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line foul.
Oh.
A little out in front, or that one would have been trouble.
These fans have gotten me nervous, too. I'm living on every pitch, every hit.
You get wrapped up in the atmosphere, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Usually we don't see them. They're behind us.
We hear them, but we don't see them.
I do miss our guys down there, though. They're not very loud tonight.
The Siegel crazies.
Yeah, they're not loud tonight. They haven't. Maybe they will here now.
You need to go fire them up, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think I'll go down there. Here's the pitch. Ooh, just missed. And the count now 1-2. McCrary would be next. One out. Liebrich at first. Westfall at second. Lee looks in. Now she's ready. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. McElroy caught looking. And that's her fourth strikeout. And that brings up McCrary. She struck out in the first. She's 0 for 1. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you. Brian will be taking over the fifth inning?
You do the first four or I'll wrap it up.
Okay. All right, good.
Get us a lead now so I can coast.
Okay.
Do what you can.
We got to try to get one out of this inning anyway. Here's the pitch. Swing and a good cut by McCrary. Misses it. 0-1.
I'd sure like for McQuarrie to get on and Levi and Loftus to have a shot right here, John, with two on. Or maybe even more than that it'd be more than that if we could get McQuarrie on. I really think this is a good situation. The bad part is there are two out.
Brooklyn Lee with the pitch. That one missed. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Westfall with the bag at second and Lee Brick at first. That's really some good speed out there. So a gapper would be nice. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. She really had a good cut there on a fastball. And it's 1-2.
It's just a little high there, wasn't it, for
you
to get to?
Yeah, rising up on her a little bit. Lee can bring it, so can Westfall. We've got two of the best out here tonight. Lee does the same thing each time, checks that armband, and then goes to the rubber and now pitches. Swing and a miss. McCreary goes down swinging with the hard stuff here. Fifth strikeout for Brooklyn Lee. No runs for Siegel. They did have two hits, but they strand two. We go down to the bottom of the third. It's still Dixon County 4, Siegel Stars nothing here on State Farm Prep Softball.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you by State Farm Agent Andy Womack on West Northfield Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack.
Veronica Westfall opens up a strike to Keely Buchanan here in the bottom of the third. The wine and the 0-1 swung on, little slow roller to first. It's going to be a foot race, won by Brittany Lee over there at first. And there's one out in the inning. So a good start here for Siegel defensively. That goes three unassisted. And brings up Katie White. Singleton scored in the second. Dixon County had one run in the first. They scored three in the second. So we need a good shutdown inning here in the third. The pitch to White is a strike called. Oh, one pitch. High. One ball, one strike. I think that Cougar's making me mad, Brian.
Is he?
He's taunting us.
I hope one doesn't get away from Veronica.
I'm like, oops, slashed foul. No. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. It's the way his facial expression. It's just.
It never changes either.
No, but. 1-2 the count. Westfall with one out here in the third. Here's the pitch. Rolled one up there. And the count is even at two balls, two strikes. Katie White to be followed by Baker Sensing.
That's making me mad.
Do you see what I'm saying? When he looks over there with his hands on his hip like that?
I just keep staring at him.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. Let's send those Siegel boys over there and find out what's the problem. Oh, gosh, don't get me started. I've been out in the sun too long today.
Oh, my brains are fried.
Two balls, two strikes. White showing bunt. Now she swings and strikes out. So strikeout number two for Westfall.
Yeah, we
and brings up Sensing.
Need an easy inning here.
Yes, we do. Get a little confidence. Get what you say? Get the mojo back?
Yes.
Bit. Yeah.
We have, you know, need to do something to kind of stop Dixon County's momentum and climb back into this when there's still plenty of time.
Here's the wind in the pitch, swung on, good cut there by Sensing. Baker Sensing was sacrificed back to the mound in the second inning, which turned out to be pretty pivotal play at that runner in scoring position. 0-1 the count. Cray Odom, the leadoff hitter, due up next. We don't want to see her till the fourth. Here's the pitch. That's a ball outside. One ball, one strike.
Their top of the order. Well, really, their first four. Strikeout, single, 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 ball, and single.
Yeah.
So that's a tough top part of the order.
Ball gets away into the dirt. Two balls and a strike. I'll tell you somebody else that works hard in this tournament is these umpires.
Yeah.
I mean, they put in some time.
I mean, the blue shirts around town, the
yes.
Volunteers.
Swing, a grounder to short. Vanessa Westfall throws her out, and it's a three-up, three-down inning for the Siegel Stars. Now let's go get some runs. We go to the fourth. It's Dixon County 4, Siegel nothing here on State Farm Prep Softball.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
The time is now. What's option? The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. A common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This portion of State Farm Spring Fling coverage brought to you by Ideas Tees, Dan France Concrete, Fleet Feet, Middle Tennessee Christian School, along with State Farm.
Dan France, run and run, had that benefit golf tournament for Kevin King, raised a lot of money for him. That was a great thing. I don't know if we ever mentioned it, but swing and a miss by Levi.
Well, Dan is one of those class guys here in Rutherford County, and so are the King family. And great cause. Good people here in this county.
0-1 the count. I mean, raised a ton of money for him. That was amazing. Golf charity, golf tournament, that's kind of hard to do, make that kind of, you know, to collect that kind of money. And that's a lot of sponsorships and a lot of people helping in.
Well, and I think the golf course helped out a lot. And,
yes,
you know, a lot of people wanted to give back and help the Kings.
And doing quite well, by the way. He is. Kevin is. One ball, two strikes, the count to Caroline. I do that all the time. Carolyn Levi. Carolyn had a homer last night, big hit last night in the win over Gibbs, and she is one for one today.
For those who are trying to picture Kevin King, that's Randy King's oldest son.
1-2 pitch, swung on, foul back, out of play. Levi hanging tough here against Brooklyn Lee.
His little brother Brennan, assistant coach over at MTCS. And Kevin could hoop it up now, couldn't he?
Yeah. Both pretty good athletes.
Yep.
Really good athletes, I should say. But their dad was, you know. There's a swing and a miss. Levi goes down swinging.
John Chia strung together now. Six strikeouts and three in a row. And Brooklyn Lee, we need to do something to make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's six strikeouts. And all of a sudden, she's on a strikeout tear. Brings up Sadie Loftus, popped up to first, her first time up. She's 0-1. Getting back, and I'll tell you one thing more about Randy King. One of the greatest softball players you'll ever see.
Yeah.
I mean, majestic home runs. I mean, I was a kid, of course. Well, I'm a few years younger than Randy, but I mean, he used to get out there at just majestic shots. I mean,
you know, he just retired at PCA this year.
Yeah, congratulations to him. That's great. You know, he was told me he was kind of worried about what he was going to do after he retired. I said, well, just kind of do what I'm going to do, nothing. Two balls, no strikes.
You tell him a lucrative radio career could be in the offing?
Yeah, you know, hey. Two balls, no, what do you mean by that?
Well.
Are you looking for somebody else? Two balls, no strikes. Let's get serious about this game here. We need some runs. State Sadie Loftus. Three balls, no strikes.
After the week we've had, we may be.
Yeah, really. Sadie with a 3-0 count. Let's see if she's taking here. I think she's going to. Here's the pitch. She does, and the strike is in there. Three balls, one strike.
Well,
they take another one.
Take next week off.
Thanks. Can I take the rest of the month?
Well, I think we could maybe do something with that.
3-1 now to Sadie Loftus. Let's see if Sadie's going to take another. I think it's going to have to be to her liking if she swings at this. Here's the pitch. Swing, she does. She fouls it back. Count full, three balls, two strikes.
She's just a smidge late on that one.
We're in the Siegel section. Thank goodness. I won't have to be over there by that cougar. He's going to cause me nightmares. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And another strikeout for Brooklyn Lee. That was a changeup, I believe, on that one. That's the seventh strikeout. Brings up Savannah Hughes, who sacrificed her first time up to get Levi to second. The Stars have three hits. They just haven't been able to get that clutch yet.
Oh, they've only gotten twice in this game, got somebody at second. That's been the biggest threat that Dixon County's had to face. I mean, they haven't been stressed at all.
Here's the pitch, strike, swing and a miss, actually, by Hughes, 0-1. And there's a lot to be said by that, you know, having stressful pitching situations.
Westfall has had a ton of trouble. Glad she had a 3-up, 3-down last inning.
Here's the pitch, down in the dirt. And it's even in a ball and a strike. I think I remember, let me see down here. They're starting to come back to me now on Dixon County. Crafton, senior, yes. I remember her too. Good little heady third baseman down there. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. High. And the count goes 2-1.
A lot of people, John, after last year's spring fling, were talking about these two teams because they had so many seniors coming back. And, gosh, they were right.
Here they are. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a little something off, and Savannah out in front on the pitch. If Hughes could get on, Kristen Lee would be next. Hughes steps back in there. Same ritual for Brooklyn Lee every time. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. She now has eight strikeouts. Eight in four innings. We're going now to the bottom of the fourth. It's Dixon County 4, Siegel nothing here on State Farm Prep Softball.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. You've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Andy Womack, and I'm that State Farm agent. 890-0850.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and I can help get you to a better state. 893-1417.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Here's the first pitch, and it's a high pop that's going to, a shot, a grounder up the middle that's going to get through for a single. And it's a leadoff single here for Dixon County. And that is by the top of the order, McCray Odom, who has singled already and driven in a run. So she singles here in the fourth, brings up Selena Crafton.
This is a big inning here for Westfall and the Lady Stars.
Pitch is high, one ball, no strikes.
This is that top of the order, John.
Yeah, that's done so much damage. Yeah.
That in their two at-bats, one strikeout, and then everybody else has been on, either by a single or a walk.
Here's the pitch. She chops one down to third, a half swing, gets the runner to first, or to second. That was basically a sacrifice, but she took a little bit more of a deeper swing there, but the sack works, and we're going to give her one, and that's going to go 5-3 on the putout. And down at second goes McCray. Now, Dixon County, all they have to do here now is just start, they don't have to look for a big inning right now. They can just put a run or two. That's the beauty of having a 4-0 lead. Ashley Scott, the batter, and it's a ball to her.
They've had the big inning.
Yeah, they've had that. Now they just want to tack on a little. Two singles for Ashley Scott with an RBI. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Westfall. A little changeup. And the count even. One ball, one strike.
These Lady Stars are seasoned enough, John, though, that don't count them out yet.
Oh, no. Here's the 1-1. And they're capable of a big inning as well. And you know Dixon County knows that too.
I think it's going to take one to kind of shift the momentum in this game. And this may be a big half inning defensively for them to try to change that mojo.
2-1 pitch swung on, fouled away. McCrary over at third. And Westfall at short. The second baseman's McElroy and Lee's at first. Liebrick Hughes. And over in right field is Purvis.
I want to see the Cougars' panic face.
Here's the pitch. Down low, three balls, two strikes. I'm going to say right now, if there's anybody from Dixon County listening, we have nothing against the Cougar. I think he's a cute little mascot. But those teeth.
It's not cute. I'm going to disagree.
I have nothing against the Cougar. Okay?
No.
Three balls, two strikes.
But it is not cute.
The way he holds his hands, his paws on his hips is what. Oh, gosh. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch high. And walked her. So a walk to Ashley Scott. And for Westfall, that is her second. And Brooklyn Lee, the batter. She's walked, and she's also singled and driven in a run. Got a runner down there for Dixon County, and this is how all the other two innings have started, Brian, with maybe a walk or a single, and then they move the runner over, and this is the key batter, I think, Brooklyn Lee, the pitcher. See if Veronica can get out of this inning.
It's Reagan Pervine over at first running.
And that is Odom at second. Here's the pitch. Strike call. That's a pretty pitch. 0-1. That kind of jammed her inside, then went to the middle of the plate. Broke to the middle of the plate.
And at that point, she had already committed to the swing and couldn't do anything about it. That was a nice pitch to Lee.
Pitch into the dirt. Nice stop by Levi to keep that runner down at second. McCray Odom is the shortstop, but she is a tall drink of water. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Again in the dirt. Runner now takes off the third, and she's going to get there. Stolen base for McCray Odom. Almost looked like she kind of tippy-toed in there, didn't she?
Well, that was a strange play, and I think kind of caught Siegel by surprise there a little bit.
I think nobody hollered either at Levi. To get her attention. Two balls and a strike. Brooklyn Lee at the plate. There's a swing and a high drive. Deep left field. Liebrich has it. And now the run's going to score on the sacrifice fly. That ball was well hit, but caught in left. But it's an RBI on the sac fly. And it is now 5-0. And this inning, they've only had one hit. The runner at first, which was Pervine, stayed there. Two out in the inning, going to bring up Sensing, Paige Sensing. A single and grounded into a 6-4 force out. Pitch to her is a strike called, 0-1.
Well, unfortunately, they've been able to do what we said. They don't have to have the huge inning, but if they had a run every inning, John, it's going to be hard to catch up with them.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a change. And Veronica's got her in the hole, 0-2.
One more.
Runner at first, two out. Here's the 0-2 pitch.
Woo-hoo!
Swing and a miss, struck her out. Strikeout number three for Westfall. But Dixon County does come up with another run. They had one run on one hit. There was a walk. And one left. We've completed four innings of play. We're going to go to the fifth, and guess what? Brian Barrett and the Dixon County Cougar is going to take over. It's Dixon County 5 and Siegel nothing. We got to get some runs. Stay with us.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, Michael Busey, Trey Helton, Monty King, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Andy Womack. Get to a better state with State Farm. Here's Brian to take you home. Brian?
All right, John, a little bloop past the shortstop Odom. Odom couldn't come up with it. And the leadoff hit here for Kristen Lee has her at first. Hopefully the makings of a big fifth inning here for the Lady Stars. They trail 5-0 to Dixon County here in the winner's bracket final. A win, you're in the state championship game. You lose, you got some work to do. Pitch high to Sierra Purvis, batting in the nine hole here this evening.
Quite honestly, it's starting to get late. We're going to have to get some runs. I mean, you can't just hope for a big five-run inning is what I mean.
Exactly. This is a big opportunity here with somebody on, nobody out. This hitter, so two on now, and hit Purvis. So Purvis is at Sackett with a hit by pitch. Going to Sackett is Kristen Lee. So top of the order. John, I really think this is critical now with going back to the top of the order and two on and nobody out.
Well, you just stay right there, buddy. You just lead us the way because I think you've got some mojo going.
I don't know. This is bringing Coach Buchanan out. Recap the baseball game today in Game 2. Siegel winning in extra innings 3-2 to punch their ticket to the baseball championship game. Drew Benefield drove in the go-ahead run to give Siegel the lead in the eighth. They hung on to beat Summit. C.J. Murray singled to get on base in the eighth and went from first to second on a single by Tyler Kirkland. Carson Simmons struck out five batters, allowed just one earned run on four hits and three walks over six innings, and Alex Kerrigan came in for the win allowed just one run over two innings. So that was a big win for Siegel in the state championship game tomorrow versus Arlington in baseball. Two on, Westfall swings and comes up empty at the first pitch. She's singled, and she's struck out. She is one for two. Lee is at second after a leadoff single. Purvis hit by a pitch. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt from Brooklyn Lee to Westfall. This is a big half inning. Siegel trailing by five runs. Need something here. Lee winds and fires. Fly ball, right field. It's going to be in foul territory. One ball and two strikes. It's been another great day of spring fling coverage. We started it out with Stewart's Creek softball here, then went and did the first game with Siegel and Summit in baseball. They won that one 9-5 and then won the IF game 3-2, coming out of the loser's bracket to win it all in their home field. Swing and a miss. And Westfall becomes the ninth strikeout victim of Brooklyn Lee. Presley Liebrich has been on both times. Bunt single in the third, hit by a pitch in the first. So hopefully that trend continues, and she'll be on base for a third time tonight. Pops this one up and high. Foul territory here. First and second, 5-0, Lady Cougars of Dixon County in the fifth. Double zero stands in. Left-handed batter, swing and a miss. Comes up empty and in the hole now, 0-2. Jensen McElroy on deck for the Lady Stars. Siegel has stranded four. The 0-2 pitch, high and outside for a ball. Kind of a slap hitter here in Liebrich. She digs in from that left-hand batter's box. The pitch. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Huge crowd here, by the way, to watch this game. I mean, the people are crawling all over each other. It's great to see. No better town to host the spring fling than Murfreesboro, I said selfishly. Slap to second. The throw to first in time, but it does advance. Lee to third. And Purvis to second. It's going to be a ground out to second base. But it's going to be up to Jensen McElroy to try to get some runs here. Siegel trailing 5-0 in this one with two out. McElroy is 0-2 and due. Number seven taking a few practice swings. Now steps in that right-handed batter's box. The first pitch from Lee. Popped up to second. And under it over there is Sensing. And that's going to end the inning. Pop up to second. Retires McElroy. Here's your inning recap. No runs. There was a hit. There was one hit batter. And that strands two Lady Stars. Let's move along to the bottom of the fifth. Your score remains Dixon County 5, Siegel nothing on State Farm Prep Sports.
Little Caesars proudly presents their hot and ready stuffed crust deep, deep dish pepperoni pizza. That's a large pizza with 8 corner slices stuffed with over a quarter pound of mozzarella cheese throughout the crust. This is Little Caesars delicious Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $10 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
In Murfreesboro on Memorial by MTCS, Rutherford Boulevard near Walmart, and Highway 96 just past Franklin Road Christian. We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch here to Kelsey Annis, and it is singled past second and into the outfield, dribbled out there. So a leadoff hit by Kelsey Annis, A-N-N-I-S, and brings up Keely Buchanan. Count up the hits here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10th hit in the game for Dixon County. Got a runner out there as well. I can't see the number, so I'll try to get it here for you in a second. Courtesy runner here for Annis. Brings up Keely Buchanan. Line to second, grounded to first, 0 for 2. Showing bunt here, trying to bunt her down into scoring position. Now pulls it back. It's 7, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Lydia Ross.
I'm going to go with Ross. Just caught her number.
There's another sensing girl that's a pinch runner as well.
But nicely done. Fielded by Westfall. She fires it to first. But the sacrifice works. Ross goes to second. For Katie White now. White has singled and scored a run and also has struck out in this game. I think it's going to be in the Lady Stars' best interest here as we're getting kind of late to keep them scoreless here in this inning. This bunt is a foul. They're trying to just bunt them around now. I mean, and that's the luxury they have with 5 runs here in the fifth.
Yeah, there's so much more that they can do now. I mean, you know, it's like putting pressure on the defense too. You know, a lot of that, even though they're not maybe hitting the ball in the outfield, they're putting a lot of pressure on the defense to make plays.
She just got a piece of this one.
Well, I left. We had runners at first and second. It didn't turn out well.
Okay. I had them at second and third.
Oh.
First time we had anybody pass second base. Follow that with a ground out and a pop up to second. This pitch just misses. Not sure what was wrong with it. 1-2, and Westfall flustered a bit at that one. Come on, V-Rod. 1-2 in the dirt. Count even now at 2-2. One out, runner at second for the Lady Cougars of Dixon County. Winner's bracket final here.
I guess I'm going to need to go get my coat on.
Yeah. It wind blowing, it feels good now. 2-2. It is a ball low. That one did not look as good as the other one right before it. Count full. 3-2. Low and Walker. So a base on balls here. And there's one. There's two. That would be the third. Third walk, runners at first and second with just one out. Baker sensing. And this is what I was kind of worried about here, because we get back to the top of the order and they are still batting with one out. It could be trouble. Showing bunt, and it just rolls foul. They're trying here with one out still to bunt both into scoring position here and get back to the top of the order. And McCray Odom, who is 2-for-3 with two runs scored and an RBI. That's the problem that I'm talking about.
They're really a fundamentally sound ball club, too, and they know how to bunt.
1-2, this bunt goes foul. They're trying to, sensing is trying to bunt that down the first base side.
And they're bunting against a very elite pitcher. I mean, this is not, Veronica Westfall is an extremely talented pitcher.
Westfall ahead here in the count, 0-2, the pitch. This is a nice bunt, but it hit her. She's out. That's right. It hit her in the shoulder. Two away. Boy, that's a big help.
Well, that was an alert play by the umpire, because that was not that easy to see. Now, we could see it from up here. But that turned out to be a good thing here.
Still have some trouble here with 44 stepping into the left-handed batter's box, and that is McCray Odom, the shortstop. 2-for-3. Strike called on the outside corner. Obviously not bunting here with two away. Runners at first and second for Dixon County. The pitch lined past second. Dropped out there by Liebrich. One run will score. Sliding into second. Now a play at the plate. Not going to be made. Two run score. Ross comes across for the sixth run. White comes across for the seventh run. Odom is safe down there at second with a single. Took second on the throw in. And it's two RBI. And that's just what I was talking about. 7-0 Dixon County.
Really, Odom doesn't try to do too much with the ball. She took that ball the other way. She's done it twice tonight. They're just really making good contact right now. Just, they're a really hot ball club.
Yeah, she's got what a line for her. This one popped up into the screen by Selena Crafton. She's 2-for-3 herself and scored two runs. But Odom is now 3-for-4. With two runs scored and three driven in. That's efficiency. Two out. Outside corner just misses for a ball. One ball and two strikes.
The last time Crafton laid down a bunt, she just reached out and poked it. She didn't even bunt it. She just poked it. There she does again.
Grounder to Westfall. And throw over to first. So she grounds out to the pitcher and ends the fifth. But Dixon County scores two runs on two hits. There was a walk. Nobody left on base. They cleaned up the bases that time. Your new score, Dixon County 7, Siegel nothing, as we go to the sixth on State Farm Prep Sports.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power line and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
This is Jimmy Evans of Evans Auto Exchange. You know, I've been on the radio here for nearly a year now talking to you about my quality cars and trucks. But this message today is for people with bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck with a nice payment that you can easily afford. We're not talking about junkers. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by Prentice Auto Heating and Air, Jones Car Wash, ASC Signs, and Midas of Murfreesboro McCreary. Who's that leading off? No?
Yep.
Yep, it is. Okay.
Caitlin McQuarrie, Carolyn Levi, and Sadie Loftus are the lady stars that are due up here in the sixth, and it's getting really, really late now. Pitch high to her from Lee. And McQuarrie is out front. 2-0. Brooklyn Lee has pitched a heck of a game here. 9 strikeouts and held Siegel to 3 hits, 4 hits. This pitch in there for a strike called. And we're talking about a pretty hot team coming into this game in Siegel with the bats. I mean, they've been hitting very, very well. The 2-1 swung on, chopped over the pitcher, and booted there by Odom at short. Dribbles out there. I think she was going to beat it out anyway, don't you, John?
I think it would have been close, really would.
It's going to be a leadoff hit, I think. Do you? Well, I haven't flashed error up there yet. We'll wait and see what the official score is. Nonetheless, we'll take it however we can get it, whatever it is there. McQuarrie on.
You can do it. Come on.
And the batter here is Carolyn Levi. Levi takes one on the outside corner for a ball. Need a big rally here by the Lady Stars. The pitch. Fouled away. Curry reached on an error by the shortstop, so it is an E6. Coming from the booth upstairs. The 1-1. Low. There hasn't been a weakness in Brooklyn Lee. Haven't seen it. But she has struggled and she struggled from behind to these first two batters here. Don't know if she's tiring or what. Maybe it's a sign to watch. And as I say that, she throws fastball right over the center of the plate. She takes the count to 2-2.
She's hit two batters, but she hasn't walked anybody.
Right.
She has hit two.
E6 by McQuarrie has her at first. The Lady Stars are going to have some big innings now. Down 7-0. Swing and a miss upstairs. And Levi becomes the 10th strikeout victim for Brooklyn Lee. Sadie Loftus now the batter. Sadie is flat out to first. And that doesn't sound like that's possible, but it was high. More maybe like a pop-up. Sadie also struck out. Pitch on the outside corner. Wide. It's a ball. Siegel does have 7, or make that 4 hits in the game, but only 2 have been back-to-back hits. And that was the only inning that they had 2 hits. Had 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and 1 in the fifth. The Lee pitch is low for a ball. 2-0. She's been behind every batter here. She did come back to retire Levi. Savannah Hughes is on deck. In the hole would be Kristen Lee. Signs come from the dugout. She looks at her wristband. This pitch is fouled off by Sadie Loftus. And making that track back to first is McQuarrie. Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. And right now, Siegel's going to have to to do a lot here in this game, trailing 7-0 to climb back in it. Loftus speared at first, and the throw down to second got her. Double play ends the inning. Goes 3-4 for the DP, Scott to Sensing. That is a tough, tough defense there by Dixon County. No runs, no hits. There was one error. Nobody left on, erased by that double play. We move along here in our action to the bottom of the sixth with your score, Dixon County 7, Siegel nothing on State Farm. Prep softball.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Well, we've got a new pitcher here. Sadie Loftus is going to take over in the pitcher circle. And I believe Veronica Westfall, she was out there. I don't know if she's going to play short.
Well, it looks like. Yes, she is.
That is Veronica. At short, she's taking sister's spot out there at shortstop.
You can read local sports coverage from Monty Hill and Jeff Jordan in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and stories about middle school, high school, and MTSU sports in the Murfreesboro Post. And it looks like it's going to be Ashley Scott, yes, leading off here, Brian.
All right, the first pitch to her. Swung on, grounded to third. McQuarrie throws to first for an out. 5-3 on the ground out to third. Retire Scott, and that's been hard to do. She's reached. She's been on base all three times before that. If nothing changes here, a pitch from Loftus, lined and speared by Westfall on the first pitch, two away. Line out to short, and that was a great play there by Veronica Westfall at shortstop. Quickly two away for Paige Sensing. Sadie Loftus has thrown, what, three pitches? This one in the dirt. And got two out. Sensing is singled and drove in a run. Reached on a fielder's choice and also struck out in the game. Loftus fires this one. Grounder through between second and short for a base hit. So that is the first hit off of Loftus. We're here in the sixth. It's 7-0. Dixon County. The first inning of work in the pitcher's circle for Sadie Loftus. Now she has to face Kelsey Annis. She led off that big fifth inning where they got it two runs. Strike on the inner half from Loftus. She also scored a run. 11 hits off of Veronica Westfall today. That is uncharacteristic. Line foul down the third base side. And in the hole here is Annis. Dixon County has played very good softball here in this one. They haven't really relied on the long ball. just strung together lots of hits. The 0-2 outside. Siegel does not come back in this game. They will have to play at 9 in the morning versus Gibbs in order to get to the championship game and face Dixon County again. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. The advantage would be Dixon County would have to be beaten twice. But as we saw today with Siegel baseball, it can be done, and maybe a little easier in softball. 2-2, strike three called. First strikeout for Sadie Loftus. No runs. There was a hit and one left on base. We move along to the top of the seventh. Last chance for the Lady Stars, trailing here 7-0. Stay with us.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Celeste Middleton, and I'm that State Farm agent. Call me today at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our game tonight brought to you by State Farm Agent David Wilson, located at 2744 South Church Street, near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent David Wilson, 615-893-9898.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you.
Are the Braves coming on next?
They will be. I guess. How much of that game is left? I guess we need to check that here. Getting close. Pitch swung on in the dirt. First pitch to Savannah Hughes. John, it's going to take a very, 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 very big inning here.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Down to their last three strikes. 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up here for the Lady Stars. The 0-1 to Hughes, fouled back into the screen. Hughes has sacrificed and struck out in the game. Lady Stars have only mustered 4 hits. Only had a runner at third once in this game. Very well managed by Dixon County. This one swung on and fouled back. The good news is your goal is still in front of you, John, if you're Siegel, and they wind up losing this game, which with every swing it's looking more like it. Still have a chance tomorrow, but we'll have a lot of work to do. They got to win 3 games tomorrow to do it. This one looped over the first baseman's head. Nice start here with a single by Savannah Hughes. Lee now strides in. She singled her last time up to lead off the fifth. They've beaten Gibbs once. Gibbs is a very good team, rich in tradition and history. Have to beat them in the morning at 9. This one, slow roller to third, the throw to first for the out. One away. Going to second is Hughes. It is 9 o'clock. Let me double check that.
8 o'clock? Oh, 9 o'clock tomorrow.
9 o'clock in the morning, yeah. 9 o'clock here at Starplex Field 1. And Gibbs at 43-9 awaits. They won and beat Clarksville to get here. Beat them 8-2. The pitch fouled up into the screen by Sierra Purvis. Purvis was hit by a pitch and grounded to third in the game. Did you check on the Braves for me, or your phone's
dead?
My phone
is dead.
Sorry. It's been that kind of a day, hasn't it?
He ran out of juice, and so did I.
0-1 pitch coming up here from Lee. Here it is. Ball high. Lee's asking, where was that one? She hasn't had to challenge that much today.
And from past years, she'll challenge you. I mean, she's intense.
Braves are in the bottom of the sixth, trailing Milwaukee 3-2. Popped up into this, well, going to be in foul territory here. Over, rolls into the other field here. One of, what do they have? Six, is that right? One, two, three, four, five. Five fields here at Starplex. That's why they call it Star. 5 points to the Star. Back into the screen on a foul ball. One field is a baseball field, and they play on four of the fields, and everyone warms up on field five. That's the home of the Central Magnet Cougars. That's where they play their home baseball games. One ball, two strikes. The pitch high to Sierra Purvis. And this is the first inning where Lee has labored a bit. But she has a seven-run cushion. Now Lee asked for another sign from the dugout. The 2-2 swung on and missed, and Purvis retired. 11 strikeouts on the day for Brooklyn Lee. And Westfall is due up here, and those fans you hear are all in orange cheering on the Lady Cougars. With two out, swung on, fouled back up into the screen by Veronica Westfall. She struck out, she singled, and she struck out. One for three. Seven nothing Dixon County. Wind up, the pitch, this one gets by, swung on and missed. Siegel down to their last strike now. Siegel baseball, a winner, 9-5 over Summit, forced the if game, and then in eight innings, win it 3-2 over Summit to punch their ticket to the state championship game tomorrow evening at 5. The 0-2 pitch, this one's going to get by, and down to third goes Savannah Hughes. If you get a run or two here, you can't come back and win the game, at least build on it. Lee toes the rubber, the 1-2 pitch to Westfall, swung on, fly ball, center field. It's going to drop. She's at second with a double and drives in the first run of the game for the Lady Stars. So a double and an RBI for Veronica Westfall. And it is now 7-1, but still two out. Braves in the top of the seventh now, 3-2.
How can you lose so many games like the Braves? But they're in every game.
Yeah, are they not?
They're all close. Lost in 13 yesterday.
Pitch by Lee. Slapped by Liebrich to the second baseman. Does she beat it out? Yes. That was going to be a very difficult play. A slow infield roller. And for the first time Well, the second time tonight, back-to-back hits, but three hits in an inning. And runners at the corners with two out for the Lady Stars. Jensen McElroy. Lady Stars not going to go down quietly. First pitch is a ball. Dixon County, though, John, they are very calm right now. They're not too worried yet. It's going to be up to Siegel to make them worry. Swing and a miss on a 1-0 pitch. And McElroy.
Another couple of hits, they might start getting worried.
Right.
But you got to piece them together.
Lee is getting a bit flustered at the signs that are coming in. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. And once again in this game, Siegel is down to their last strike. One run in. Six more to get. But two on. And time called here by Jensen McElroy. Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, and the game is over. She ends the game on 12 strikeouts, and your final is 7-1, Dixon County. Here's your inning recap. They scored one run on three hits, no walks, and strand two, 2-4-6-8. Siegel left eight on base tonight. Your final score, 7-1, Dixon County a winner. And that means that Dixon County improves to 41-7-1. And they are sitting in the winner's bracket. So they'll be in the championship game at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And somebody's going to have to beat them twice to keep them from winning a state title. Siegel drops to the loser's bracket with their first loss in this tournament at 48-7. They will take on Gibbs in the morning at 9 a.m. If they win that game, they'll be in the championship game to face Dixon County. Your final score, once again, 7-1.